Bull Schmidt, you've been in Metro Pro quite a while now, right alongside Trevor Murdoch. And before we get into the match you had, seems like, I don't know, you and Trevor may not be on quite the same page at this point.
At this point, after the trip that Trevor took to Japan, I think he went through a bit of life-changing spots, and just he gained a new appreciation for the fans, which I don't have. Quite simply, is I gave myself, my body, and everything I had for these fans for 10 years and got nothing in return. You know, as soon as they saw an opportunity to boo me or cheer me, they did, with no allegiance, with no loyalty. And at that point, I made a decision that I would worry about me, myself, and I, and the fans weren't a part of the equation. Quite simply, I don't need them, I don't like them, and they don't like me. And I think it's good that way. It lets me concentrate on beating the people up I need to in the ring. And worrying, the less distractions I have, the more I can focus on the task at hand.
And speaking of beating people up, you had that body slam match with Mad Dog McDowell, and you did some beating up, but in the record book, it's not a win for you.
Well, that loss was a travesty of justice right there. I can tell you quite simply that if the referee would have been, competent and fully functioning, that wouldn't have happened. For him to be in the way when I was fixing to do my comeback, when Mad Dog was doing his Stinger Splash impersonation, all I had to do was take it home after that, to pick him up and slam him, and the referee's incompetence cost me the match. And quite simply, tripping me, that should have been an automatic disqualification, and I just did what needed to be done without the BS of the stipulations of the match being involved. I decided at that point it wasn't a body slam challenge, it was a beat down, and that's exactly what I did to Mad Dog. I beat him down like the worthless dog that he is, and I will do it again and again and again.
I guess that answered the next question I was going to have. I was going to say, it seems like this is going to be far from over.
No, Mad Dog has not seen the last of Bull Schmidt, and that's the promise. Bruiser Bull Schmidt does not play. Bruiser Bull Schmidt does not take prisoners. Bruiser Bull Schmidt makes enemies. The one thing that I know how to do is solve all of those problems, and that's when everything's behind and everything's on the line. I go down there and I handle business, I clean house, I count my money, I take souls, and that's all that I know how to do.